I'm in favour of an international tax funding the efforts we need to undertake in fighting poverty and the climate. I recalled France applied on itself two previously proposed taxes on airline tickets and on financial transactions. You'll agree with me that an international tax is international when it's adopted by all, and there are international taxes like socialism formally. It doesn't work in just one country. And so we're already at the technological front. We're not going to continue to beat ourselves alone. We're going to try and rally and get others to follow. So we're in favour of an international tax on shipping because it's a sector that's not taxed. There's no reason why it's not taxed and doesn't contribute to efforts throughout the world.
Most experts converge on the number 2%. If humanity increases our annual investment in clean technologies and infrastructure by around 2% of global GDP, that should be enough to prevent catastrophic climate change. Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change. Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that, and life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
But the price tag of preventing the apocalypse is in the low single digits of annual global GDP. Even the more pessimistic models generally estimate it at below 5%. And most models say it requires investing only an additional 2% of global GDP.
Hello, everyone.
Excuse me. Messieurs, bonjour.
Monsieur le Président.
Vous allez bien?
Merci. Merci.
Linda Iaccarino here, class of 1980. We're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about masking up or packing up. I promise you, we're doing good so far. Just keep your distance, get your hands washed often, get tested often, and wear your mask. That'll get us closer and closer to normal days.
Do you see any positive effects in the COVID pandemic?
I think there are many, many silver linings. The advancement of synthetic RNA was accelerated significantly because of COVID.
Are you on the US or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively,
A lot of people would like to see there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake, even for both the US and China. We need a single global order.
Look at his entire name and then look at the meaning of these words. We have Emmanuel, God with us, Jean, gift from God, Michael, who is like God, Frederick, peaceful ruler, and Macron, a written or printed mark. These are a lot of godly names used as well, which is strange because Emmanuel Macron's parents were atheists. Also strange, growing up in an atheist household, Emmanuel Macron at the age of 12 decided to become a Catholic and get baptized within the Catholic Church, which could be very fitting because we know Mystery Babylon, as told to us in the book of Revelation, will play a big part in end times prophecy. And it's either pretty much the Catholic Church, Israel, or the United States. And there's a very strong case to be made that it's the Catholic Church, or at least the Vatican, to be more specific. A few more strange things about Emmanuel Macron is that he has a type of messianic appearance that at least people are giving to him. Not, of course, a true one, but that people just claim, give him these weird titles. And listen to what this news agency wrote about him. They said, when he takes the stage at rallies, you can feel Emmanuel Macron's messianic dimensions, the audience's near sexual ecstasy, his followers' blind faith, his speechwriter's evangelical messages. People yearn to get a picture with him, speak with him, and touch him. Very strange messianic type words surrounding this guy. There's also a lot of ties to this guy in correlation to what the Antichrist will be like, mainly the fact that he's definitely a globalist, just like in the clip mentioned before where he's calling for a one world order. When Macron came president, he even made the claim he's going to rule like the Roman god Jupiter, which is similar to what Daniel 11:36 says about the Antichrist, that he's going to try to magnify himself above every god. Here's a picture of Emmanuel Macron on The Economist. As you can see, Europe's savior, and he's walking on water.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like, and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
We start with a vision of a world where humans are progressively more irrelevant and we are the problem.
Could there be a connection between those two?
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
BRICS is also pushing a digital currency and has launched a vaccine research and development center.
Could there be a connection between those two?
One way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump. You'll save yourself a little bit of money.